When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
We want to say a very special thank you for listening to our podcast. We appreciate you following us, and there's plenty more to come. Believe me, we got a lot of stories. Each Sunday evening, we post a new episode, but we've been really surprised at the great response. We have listeners around the world, Belgium, Germany, Singapore, Brazil, Australia, the Bahamas, India, Cambodia.
And there's a lot of people listening to us in Canada.
We're also being heard in 300 cities here in America. So thank you again, and hopefully we can kind of shorten the learning curve if you want to do what we do and travel around America living in an RV, or if you're just along for the ride. Like I say, we really appreciate you.
We sure do.
You know, after getting our mechanical issues fixed in Portland, we headed to the Pacific Coast to explore what we had been told was a fantastic area of our country.
Our ultimate destination is to get down to Los Angeles to visit our daughter Mackenzie, because we haven't seen her since last November because of the pandemic. However, something else came up, and it wasn't mechanical this time.
Originally, we wanted to go down the Oregon coast and then head inland to Lake Tahoe, down to Yosemite, and then into Los Angeles. But there's a problem.
Big problem.
Wildfires. Mm-hmm. Forest fires. Now, we always keep an eye on the weather and road conditions, and we saw that the Lake Tahoe area was actually being evacuated due to fires. Mm-hmm. So we decided that it would be wise to just drive down the Pacific Coast on Highway 101. We were thinking about taking Highway 1, which is right along the coast, but some places it's very difficult when you're towing a car and you're a 30-foot RV,
right,
alone a bigger rig, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So we decided to stick with 101.
We get asked a lot about winging it. Now, winging it is when you don't have a reservation at a campground. I do all the planning, and I have an itinerary about 2 to 3 weeks out. Some people plan months out, even a year out, especially for national parks. But with our mechanical problems, I had to cancel and change things around quite a bit. We had to wing it, and it worked. Now, if a park was full, there were some cancellations usually, and some weren't even full. It just depends on the time of year.
But we think it's important to plan ahead as mm-hmm. much as you possibly
yeah.
can. Because we've noticed, especially on the West Coast, that there is a lot of places that have no vacancies.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the camps are full.
Yeah.
So you've got to really plan ahead in order to have a good experience with this. Now, when we came out of Portland, we kind of had to wing it, didn't we?
We did. We didn't know how long we were going to be in Portland. So once the RV was finally finished, we just left and headed to the coast.
One of the things that we took advantage of is a membership with Harvest Host. Harvest Host is kind of like an RV membership. You pay, what, $99 a year?
Yep.
And you can stay literally hundreds of locations. There's golf courses, farms.
Wineries. Those are the big ones.
Yeah. Breweries.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Breweries.
Those are jammed.
Mm-hmm.
Museums.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of other places.
You can stay there for free, but they don't have hookups. What are hookups? Well, that's your sewer connection, your water, and electric. So you have to be self-contained in your rig. If you have a generator, then you can run that during the day. That will recharge your batteries or run your air conditioning. But you can't run it at night because it's too loud, right, Jeff?
Yep.
Some of these Harvest Hosts will only host one RV, and some a few. They're all different, but this one will host a whole field full.
And they ask that you kind of support them, maybe buy a bottle of wine, play a round of golf, you know, whatever the case might be. But we headed to Tillamook,
mm-hmm.
and Tillamook is, what, about 6 miles miles from the coast.
Right.
And there's a place there that is a harvest host. It's called the Blue Heron French Cheese Company.
Oh, what a place.
And what a great idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Normally, harvest hosts say you can only spend one night.
Mm-hmm.
There, you can spend two nights.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a store.
Mm-hmm.
They have a petting zoo.
Yeah.
They have food that they sell.
They do. They sell wine.
Mm-hmm.
They have...
wine tastings.
Wine tastings. Mm-hmm.
They have a bar.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole lot of fun there.
It is.
And that's where we stayed for a couple of nights.
They have a big grass field. You just go into the field and find a place.
It's that simple.
It's really nice, yeah.
And everybody goes into the store or...
Yeah, and you walk over to the store.
Sometimes they have events. Sometimes they have, like, classic tractors and farm implements.
Yeah.
And Tillamook, you might be thinking, wow, I've heard that word somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You see it in the grocery stores.
Yeah, Tillamook cheese.
Exactly.
Yes.
And the Tillamook Cheese Factory is there.
Oh, yes.
And we, of course, had to go tour it, didn't
we? They have a tour, yep. Of course, they have a gift shop in there.
But it's a pretty cool place. You can see them make cheese. These big, huge vats.
Yeah, then you see them packaging up the cheese on the assembly line.
At the end of the assembly line, there's a sign that says metal detector. So I guess they protect against everything.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. But the cheese is fantastic.
Yeah.
It really is.
Oh, one more thing they have that's fantastic is their ice cream. You can get flavors like Tillamook Mudslide, Oregon Strawberry, Peaches and Cream, Banana Split, Birthday Cake, Caramel Toffee Crunch, and of course the typical vanilla and chocolate.
Now, prior to leaving Portland, we took a trip to the coast because we always like to kind of explore. We will get in the Jeep and we'll explore the area that we are around, but we will also look for campsites.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have something set up, we'll take the Jeep and we'll go to that campsite.
If it's in within driving distance,
to see what it's like, whether or not we really want to spend time there, whatever the case might be. But we decided to go over to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Cannon Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We were blown away.
We were. It was beautiful.
At Cannon Beach, there is a rock. It's called the Haystack Rock.
Yep.
And it's famous. They've had movies filmed there. What, Kindergarten Cop, The Goonies?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to get your picture taken in front of it.
It's so unique. It's just a single large block of stone, 235 feet high.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, it was formed by lava flows about 15 to 16 million years ago. And at low tide, you can walk right up to it and find starfish and crabs.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah, it's
You'll
really beautiful.
You'll see people, they're always taking pictures
yes.
there.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And that's another thing that you become used to when you get to the Pacific coast, the tides.
Mm-hmm.
Because the tides really make a difference.
Yeah.
It's really amazing how the geography changes on the West Coast just with the tides.
Oh, yeah.
From Cannon Beach, we drove up to Astoria. And that's a really pretty place to go. And then we went to Longview, Washington.
Oh, yes.
We had to go there for a reason, didn't we?
Oh, we had to check out the squirrel bridges.
The squirrel bridges in Longview, these are famous things.
Yeah, they're called the Nutty Narrows.
The Nutty Narrows. They built these bridges for the squirrels, and this goes back years and years, because they didn't want the squirrels to get run over by the cars.
Mm-hmm.
They actually started with, like, old fire hoses.
Yeah.
They'd string them across the street through the trees. The squirrels would run over them. And then they started to get a little more creative. They designed bridges that looked like the Golden Gate Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And
some of them are really cute.
Oh, it's like, wow.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe this. But this town is famous for that.
It is.
Did we see any squirrels?
No.
We did not see one darn squirrel.
We just wanted to see a squirrel run across one.
Didn't see it.
Of course not.
Saw a lot of Canadian geese.
Yeah.
But we did see something that was really something.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bridge that you cross from Oregon to Washington called the Lewis and Clark Bridge. It's a two-lane bridge.
It's big. It's a pretty big bridge.
It's really awesome. It's one of those bridges you look at and you go, oh, my God, look what's coming up.
Yeah.
Sure enough, there's a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And we noticed this one car that was kind of merging, kind of in front of us. The driver was... I don't know. He was fidgeting.
He had his windshield wipers going.
And
it was a sunny day.
75 degrees outside and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
And the windshield wipers are going. His window is down. It's like he's playing with the radio or something. We're not sure what's going on. And then we notice he starts going left of center. He's in front of us.
Yeah, it was just a two-lane road going across this bridge.
Right.
So.
And oncoming traffic is trying to avoid him. And then he goes far to the right. And I'm thinking, what's he playing with his phone?
Yeah.
Well, didn't take long for us to realize this guy was faced.
Oh, man.
He must have been so drunk.
Yeah.
We couldn't believe it.
And it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. You would not expect to see something like this.
Yeah.
Of all the years I've been driving, I have never seen such an out-of-control driver.
Yeah, thank goodness we were going slow.
He kind of went to the left again, and I zipped around the right side of him to get away from him. I really have several different thoughts on that because I thought, well, if he hits somebody or somebody hits him, we could be in the accident. And then I started thinking, well, what if the guy catches up to us and runs into the back of us?
Yeah.
Who knows? So what do you do in a situation like that? We went across the bridge. I noticed in the rearview mirror, and Patty turns around and looks, we see the guy swerve all across the oncoming lane and hits the bridge railing on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And bounces off of that, goes back to the right lane.
Yeah.
And I'm trying. Luckily, there was nobody coming.
Just never stopped. He didn't. I don't think he even knew he hit that.
But when the oncoming traffic was coming past me, I started flashing my lights. I had my hand out the window trying to slow people down, trying to alert them. Meanwhile, he's starting to catch up to us. Luckily, we got across the bridge. We were going to call 911, but we heard some sirens.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
We get to a traffic light, and luckily he passed us, and then the police arrived. There must have been at least 3 police cars.
Mm-hmm. And an ambulance.
Yeah. So
yeah.
The police, the traffic was pretty heavy. They pull up next to me, and I have my window down. He has his window down, and I'm about to say, hey, and he goes, we already know. We're going to get him. And they did.
Yeah.
They hauled him out of that car.
Yeah.
Luckily, and people were furious, man.
Oh, yeah.
People were yelling at him. And,
mm-hmm.
But I've never seen a drunk driver, especially at 3 in the afternoon, like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, back to Tillamook.
Mm-hmm.
We really enjoyed staying there at the Harvest Host.
Yes.
And we met somebody very special.
Oh, yes, the bartender at the Blue Heron French Cheese Company. She was so nice and so much fun.
Her name was Melanie.
Her name was Melanie, and she's a twin.
She's a twin.
She has an identical twin sister also, Melissa. And, of course, we showed each other pictures of our twins. And, it was really fun.
We've found that when you meet locals, that's the best way to learn about an area.
Yeah, because she told us where to go and to check out the lighthouse.
Yeah, she told us to go to the lighthouse,
mm-hmm.
which is a small lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
She said, it's a small lighthouse, but I'll tell you what, she says, the drive to it is fantastic.
Yeah.
And the hike, when you get out and hike to the lighthouse, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And she was absolutely right.
Yeah.
Along that drive, we found some amazing beaches that just seem to go on forever.
Yeah.
And we also found
a cute little town called Neatarts.
Right on the bay.
Right. It was on the bay.
And right there on the bay was an RV park.
Right. And I said, pull in here. I'm going to go see if they have any openings.
Now, you talk about winging it. That's what she did.
I did. We had a campground set up that we had checked out, and we really didn't like it. You know, we would have stayed, but when I saw this place,
I said,
oh my gosh, let's go in. Let's find out. And sure enough, she said, I just had a cancellation. Somebody from Canada canceled, because they couldn't get in.
Right.
I think they were waiting till the last minute or something.
The pandemic.
She had a whole week coming up.
The spot, you could see the bay from where we were.
I said, we'll take it.
You could walk to everything.
Yes, walk right to the bay.
Oh,
and the bay was just fabulous.
Well, it was filled with seals.
Oh, my gosh.
Crabs, clams, bald eagles.
Yes, we'd see the bald eagles. When the tide went out, the seals would be all lined up on this little island, what about maybe 50 feet out?
Barking.
80 feet out.
Yep.
And it was so cool. And then you can slowly see the tides coming in little by little, and they'd all slowly go back in the water, but sure enough, as soon as low tide came, they were all back there again.
It was one of the best places I think we stayed.
It was so fun staying there. And we would just get our chairs and go sit by the bay and just watch everything.
And you're on the Pacific Coast. Oh. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
You gotta do this.
Now, the name of this RV park is Neatarts Bay Garden RV Resort.
And just by chance, we were winging it.
Yes.
And were able to get in there because of a cancellation.
Yeah, we stumbled upon it. That was pretty cool. Thanks to Melanie.
But we highly recommend that you always check for cancellations if you're going to wing it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it online. You can call them. And you can stop in.
Right.
It makes a difference.
It really does.
We took another trip up the coast a few days later and went to a place called Garibaldi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really cute little seaside town.
Oh, there's so many of those.
Yeah.
And we found a marina that was just awesome.
Yeah.
And we noticed that there was an RV park there.
Yep. It was called Harborview Inn, an RV park. And it was really cool because it was right on the harbor. I said, stop. I got to go in. I got to find out.
And she did.
Sure enough, she had an opening right on the water. So we took that. We stayed there for a couple nights.
And it worked out really well because there were some restaurants.
Yes.
Fresh seafood.
Yep. Just walk right to the restaurants there, right in the harbor. Oh, that was beautiful.
The fish and chips.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just fantastic crab.
Oh, yeah.
The Pacific Coast is really awesome. We took another trip up to Cannon Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And right beyond Cannon Beach is Ecola State Park.
Mm-hmm.
Not E. coli. Ecola State Park. Ecola is a Native American word for whale.
Oh.
I saw a whale once.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of dolphin.
Yeah.
But Ecola State Park is kind of a famous place, too. There's a beach there that is absolutely perfect for surfing.
Oh, yeah.
And they filmed the movie Point Break there.
With Patrick Swayze.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there is a hike that you can take there that goes to a lookout point where you can see an old lighthouse off the shore. It's about 1.2 miles offshore.
Offshore, mm-hmm.
On a rock.
Yeah, they built this thing in 1880. Oh, this was not an easy job. It was one of the most expensive lighthouses ever built and one of the most dangerous because of the weather and the high seas. They could barely land men and supplies there. And there were crews that would refuse to work there. Strong winds and storms.
Yeah, they say 100-mile-an-hour winds.
Very risky. It was such a tough job, though, that they had to use dynamite to blow the top off to build the structure so they could have a flat surface. They did stop using it as a lighthouse in 1957. But guess what they named it?
What?
Terrible Tilly.
Oh, my God.
And here's something funny. You took photos with your zoom lens, and when we got back to the RV and enlarged the photos on the computer, we saw a bunch of seals laying at the bottom of the rock.
That's right. It's their lighthouse now.
Yeah.
It's a great place to go. It's a great hike and a lot of fun. And the forest that you walk through, my God, they're like giant redwoods.
Oh, they were so big.
Huge trees.
Yeah.
Great hike.
Yes.
Keeps you in good shape.
Just beautiful.
Another great place to go near Tillamook is a state park called Cape Lookout State Park. We stayed there. Once again, we were winging it, right?
We were. And I just called for the heck of it. And they said, oh, yeah, we have a cancellation. There's two nights open. I said, I'll take it.
Yeah, we did.
That park is right on the beach. And everybody goes to the beach to watch the sunset at night. And they have fires built.
Yep.
Oh, what a sight to see.
Yeah, you can have campfires on the beach.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people have bottles of wine. And, you know, it's a celebration every night.
Oh, yes.
When the sun sets.
What a beautiful place.
It is. And
the hike.
Oh, my God.
There's a hike there. Takes you all the way to the point, to Cape Lookout Point.
What is it, about a 5-mile hike?
It's a 4.7-mile out and back hike. And it's uneven because there's a lot of tree roots going across.
Well, it starts off really easy.
Yeah, it starts out just great. Oh, this is great,
and
you know?
You're kind of walking through a forest. You're up on the bluff. You can actually see the beaches. They go on for miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful, beautiful view.
Yeah.
But as you hike out to the point, it gets rougher.
Oh, yes.
And there's big tree roots that you have to navigate, and you're going up and down. And then Patty's favorite.
Oh, my gosh, did it get muddy?
It got really muddy.
Oh, man.
Gotta hang on to stuff so you don't fall in the mud, but your shoes get destroyed.
But remember, I said, you know what? I'm stopping right here. You go. And after a while, you know, he left without me.
I did, because there was a bench there, it was a safe place to leave her, and I thought, I'm going to finish this hike. And I kept going.
Yeah.
And I ran into more mud and more, you know what.
I just thought, oh, darn it, I'm not going to sit here and wait. I'm going too. So I ended up finally catching up to you.
Yeah, she did. She caught up to me at the point.
Yeah.
And I looked at her shoes. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So we started hiking back.
Yeah.
And it's a tremendous hike. It really is. It's a lot of fun.
It is.
And we see people, you know, coming towards us to go out to the point. And they're dressed nice. Some of them have their $200 shoes on.
The shoes looked so nice and clean and brand new.
We're sweaty. We're muddy.
Yeah.
We're dirty. And I'm thinking... Yeah, it gets a little muddy up there. Oh, yeah. No, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Yeah, sure
we told
you will.
A few people that. Uh-huh. They were like, oh, yeah, that's okay. And
yeah,
it's like,
yeah, no problem.
They probably didn't believe us.
Well, when we got back to the RV, we have an outdoor shower on this. We literally had to wash off these shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, they were a wreck.
Oh, my gosh.
Put them out in the sun.
So bad.
But it was one heck of a workout.
It was worth it.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It was so worth it.
I would do that again. Would you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. One thing you notice when you go to the Pacific Northwest, doesn't matter if you're Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Oregon, Washington, California, you hear a lot about Bigfoot.
Sasquatch.
Oh my gosh, it's everywhere. If Bigfoot is real, and I'm not saying he's not, he's got to be filthy rich because there's all these stores, Bigfoot stores. There's Bigfoot coffee.
Yeah.
There's Bigfoot candy. Bigfoot traps, which is chocolate candy. I guess you put the stuff out and that'll attract him.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then in one store we found Bigfoot poop.
Yeah.
And it's chocolate candy.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not eating that.
Yeah.
Bigfoot everywhere. On the back of an RV, a big, huge, blue Bigfoot figure. Mm-hmm. And underneath, big letters, believe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And you never know. We always keep our eyes out. Was that a moose or was it Bigfoot? We didn't see a moose and we didn't see Bigfoot.
Right.
From Tillamook, we started our trip south along the West Coast, along Highway 101.
We saw some stunning scenery.
We found some of the greatest coffee.
Mm-hmm. We know where some of the best tasting salmon in the world is caught.
And we've seen herds of elk that you could almost reach out and touch.
Mm-hmm. All this and more in our next episode, including my big mistake.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.